Well, the world's spotlight was on South Korea during the 1988 Olympic Games. Well, to clean up the city, thousands of so-called vagrants were rounded up off the streets. Now, most were children or disabled people, and they were simply sent away where they were raped, tortured, or killed. Cover-ups at the highest level stopped the full extent of the abuses from being known. Until now, we have this report.
Cho Seung-woo was 14 when he says he was tortured into confessing to a crime he didn't commit. The police dragged him to an institution called Brother's Home, where he says he endured 5 years of rape, slave labor, and daily assaults. What happened there was like something you would only see in a movie. A murderer dragged people around and beat them. Who wouldn't be frightened by seeing that? Especially if you were only 14 years old. It was horrific. Cho and Lee Chul-sik were among thousands of South Koreans who were forced into facilities for so-called vagrants in the 1970s and 80s. The roundup came as the ruling dictatorship prepared to bid for and host the 1988 Seoul Olympics. The abuse first came to light in 1987. Prosecutor Kim Yong-won led a group of policemen there on a surprise raid after hearing about Brother's Home by chance. There was no sunlight. There were lots of people crouching in the dark. There were many people, and I realized they were waiting for death, not receiving any appropriate treatment. I realized then that they had established and been managing a man-made hell. But Kim Yong-won's attempts to investigate further were blocked by senior officials at every turn until he was forced to stop entirely. The government didn't want an embarrassing international incident on the eve of the Olympics. The current government has refused requests to revisit the case, but the victims are refusing to be silenced. In 2 years' time, the eyes of the world will once again be on Seoul as it again hosts the Olympics. The survivors want the world to know what happened to them before the country's first games there 3 decades ago. And they're determined to speak out for those who didn't survive.